Stephanie Boukili's second son was born at home in July. When her husband went to get the birth certificate, he was told it might take up to 2 months.
Well, I said, all right, well, we're just going to wait for it.
Boukili and her family needed the birth certificate to get her son a passport. Her whole family is in Peru, and she says her mother is anxious to meet her second grandson while he's still a baby. She didn't get to meet Boukili's firstborn until he was nearly 4.
But, you know, it was a month, and I didn't get anything, and I was getting a little bit anxious.
Paperwork is taking so long because the state has to fill orders for things like birth certificates and marriage licenses by hand. The cyber attack in May took out the electronic vital record system that made the process as simple as the few clicks it takes to search and print. Luckily, Boukili lives in Juneau, where there's a vital records office. She went back and got someone to process the paperwork on the spot. She said it took about 40 minutes. But that's not an option for everyone in the state.
I've been saying welcome to Vital Records 1975.
Rebecca Topol heads the vital records section. She says the slowdown is this. Instead of searching that electronic database, her staff has to search a literal vault of all the state's paperwork.
Well, you know, like there's the library archives have a big vault. We also have one here for the original records going back to 1800s, late 1800s, I guess.
The vault is in Juneau. So if someone was looking for a record anywhere else, Juneau staff probably had to search for it. Topol's section got the electronic system back up and running a few weeks ago, but she says they're still mired in a backlog.
So we literally do have piles of mail that haven't all gone through yet. They are processing them in the order that they're received. So the newest ones would go to the bottom, basically.
That's part of why they haven't turned the online order system back on yet. There's too much of a backup. She says it's been a lot of work. The state has authorized overtime hours and increased staffing to get it done. Topol estimates it could take months before services are back to normal. People like Boukili, who can walk into the office, have a chance to get records more quickly. But even so, when she went to get her son's passport, she was told there's a slowdown there, too. Federal employees said COVID-19 is to blame for that delay. So she's still waiting. And she said she can't help but wonder.
You know, maybe if I have gotten the birth certificate in a day or so, not in a month, then I wouldn't have this problem, you know?
There's still about 2 months until her trip. Anything could happen. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel for KTOO.